Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Back for the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to introduce you to someone that I consider to be a great American. He's a three-term member of Congress. He's a former presidential candidate. He's the 68th governor of the great state of Delaware. He's now the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, and I'm glad to say he's our friend, Governor Pete DuPont. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, I'm glad to be here. It's been too long.
I know we missed you, and let's don't wait this so long to get you back on the show.
No, I'll try
Governor,
to do better.
We got a. I want to talk about something that's it's been a huge part of your life, and that's the political environment. We got an election cycle going on right now. We got every member of Congress is being reelected. Every member of the House of Representatives is having to run again. One third of the Senate's running again, and 100% of the presidential race is being challenged right now. President Obama's the incumbent, of course. He's being challenged by Mitt Romney, and I'll tell you, as I look across what's going on, especially on the presidential side, Governor, I keep coming back to something I've said for years in the Olympic blood sport of politics. Democrats are just better at it than Republicans. What do you think?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I think if you look at what's happened to the status of the two candidates for president now, for a while the new Republican candidate was ahead, but now President Obama has caught up and he's ahead a little bit. And it's going to be a very close election, I think. The only thing that gives me a little bit more hope is we have three presidential debates between the three of them and one between the two right. Vice presidents. So that may get things in a slightly better order, but this is going to be a very challenging election.
Well, it is. It's been a very challenging campaign season. And when I say politics, folks, you realize I'm not talking about governing. I'm not talking about leadership. I'm talking about the practice of getting someone elected. Only that. There's no leadership involved. There's nothing necessarily redeeming about that part of the process. But in terms of that process, I just think the Democrats are better than Republicans. And you know, Governor Romney, one of the things that amazes me, Governor DuPont, is that Mitt Romney has outraised the president in money, but I don't think any Republican can outraise the mainstream media's devotion to this president. In your life, I mean, even if you're just a disinterested, dispassionate observer, has anybody ever seen a media, the Fourth Estate, as devoted to getting a president reelected as this one is?
Oh, I think if you look back in history, you see Ronald Reagan, for example, where the media really was pretty much with him, even though he happened to be a Republican. So sometimes you get Republicans, the press on the side of Republicans, and sometimes it's the other way around. But in this campaign, I don't think Mitt Romney has gotten it together well enough yet, so that some people are saying, you know, we really ought to have him as president and not the incumbent president.
So you think they haven't made their case?
Well, you got some time to make their case, and the big the three debates are coming, and the fourth debate with the two vice presidential candidates. But I think
in your experience, how big a deal are debates? From the presidential side, could they turn the tide one way or the other?
Well, sometimes they can. Sometimes you see candidates make a terrible mistake as they're running for office in some debate. And so that has a big impact, and a lot of people say, oh, gosh, I liked him, but after what he said last week, I don't think I can be for him. So that can happen again, but I think the debates are going to be very, very important.
But you're also, when you say that, though, you're also presuming that Americans are going to watch the debate. And I'm concerned that our society today is not, they'd rather be watching some kind of reality show as a debate.
Well, that, that could be true. I think the American people are going to pay some attention because the debate so far in this campaign hasn't, I mean, it's gotten down to some things, but it hasn't really got anything going.
Governor, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us why, you know, some of the issues that you're thinking about on this election. Folks, Governor Pete DuPont and I will be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.